St. Augustine, the great doctor of the church and one of the greatest minds that the church and perhaps the world have ever seen, wrote a long treatise on the Trinity, which we celebrate today, the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. And it's said that he reread what he wrote some 30 years after he wrote it, and he didn't understand what he wrote. So we think of the Trinity very often as this very abstract and very difficult to grasp idea, and maybe something that is impractical, something for theologians to meditate on and people to write about. But we don't always think about the mystery of the Trinity as something that really is applicable and pragmatic, practical for our life. But I would suggest that it really is one of the most practical things, one of the most practical realities for us, because the essence of the Holy Trinity is love. And there is nothing more practical for us than love. Because as people who have been baptized, who were marked with the sign of the cross, baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and welcomed into the life of the Trinity, our goal is to have our lives be a reflection of the love that is God. That's our whole goal in life, is to allow the love of God, a self-sacrificial love, a love that doesn't count the cost, a love that doesn't look for repayment, to be the love that characterizes our lives in every dimension. So on the Solemnity of the Trinity, we reflect how God is one and three. So God is unified. He's a whole. There's no division in God. He's totally integrated. He has full integrity. And at the same time is relational in the three. So in as one God, he has that unity. And as three persons, he's relational. And so our life reflects God's love in those two ways, at least. So we ask ourselves, is the love of God the guiding principle in my own personal life as an individual? In the things that I say to other people, are my words always guided by the love of God? In the way that I carry out my business, do people see that the love of God is primary in my life? And also those interior movements. What is in the deepest places in our hearts? Is there any kind of bitterness or resentment or unforgiveness toward anyone, including ourselves? Sometimes we're not pleased with the person that we are. Sometimes we think God may have made a mistake, should have made us more like the person over there that we get along with real well. What is in that deepest place in the heart? Is that a place where the love of God that is self-sacrificing and completely giving and selfless takes root and lives vibrantly? We would also ask ourselves the question, does the love of God permeate our relationships with other people? Does that self-sacrificing and selfless love characterize the way that we interact with other people? Hopefully we can answer yes to some degree anyway. We are loving people. We're people of faith. We're trying our best to love one another as Jesus commanded. But there are, of course, areas where we fail in that. Maybe with certain people that annoy us, people that we have a history with, that we are at odds with. We can examine all those different relationships, ask the Lord to help us. So what do we do when we examine our interior life and we examine our relational life and we find that things aren't always guided by the love of God? Well, first we talk to God about it and tell God that we're sorry for failing in this or that area, but then we also ask God for the help that we need to allow his love to characterize the way that we live, to make us more and more reflections of the Holy Trinity, unified in ourselves, but also relating to one another with love. A final point, Jesus in the Gospel doesn't just tell his people, his disciples, okay, let love govern your life. He says, go. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In other words, he wants his disciples not only to have their own lives be a reflection of the Trinity, a Trinitarian love, but he's sending them into the world to draw more people into that life of the Trinity. And that's where we sometimes struggle. Sometimes we like to be a little bit hands-off when it comes to matters of faith. And yes, we do have to respect the way that other people believe. We never force or push faith on people. We can't do that. But we should never give in to the idea that people can be happy outside of a life with God. They might have some degree of happiness, but they're not going to have a deep and lasting joy if they're not in relationship with God. That's just the truth. God is the source of joy. God is the source of all fulfillment and satisfaction. So I think Jesus today would encourage us to be bold in the way that we go out and speak to others about our faith. Always loving, of course. Always patient and respectful. But also persevering. Talking to other people about what our relationship with God has done for us. How our lives have been changed for the good. Because we love God and strive to serve him. There's definitely a missionary aspect of Trinity Sunday where we realize this love of God is meant to characterize our life, but then we are also sent into the world, whatever place we are, at home, the neighborhood, work, in our travels, wherever we go, we are sent to draw and invite people to share in the wondrous relationship with God that changes our lives.